When he first ran for president, Barack Obama said he would close the military prison at Guantanamo Bay. Today, 38 inmates remain there, designated for indefinite detention without charges, and 36 are awaiting trial. 8 cases were tried by military commissions. 4 of those appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and each time the justices sided with the detainees. So what lessons can we learn from the Gitmo experience? Major General Michael Leonard, who oversaw construction and operation of the prison in its early days, says it was a mistake.
Our country made the decisions it did when we were angry and frightened. However, we cannot allow our fear or our anger to serve as excuses from walking away from our national values. Guantanamo was a bad decision.
So what should become of those men who remain at Gitmo? Leonard points out that over the last decade, about 500 people accused of terrorism have been tried in federal courts, and 355 are now in U.S. prisons. He says those still at Guantanamo should be brought here.
It costs a bit over $2 million per detainee per year to lock one of them up in Guantanamo because everything has to be barged in. It's expensive. The most expensive supermax prison in America is $78,000 per prisoner per year. So I would argue that, yes, we need to bring them to this country, we need to lock them up, and we need to subject them to the laws of our country and not leave them in indefinite detention.
Some of those who were sent back to their countries, about 4%, have taken up arms against America. But Leonard stands by the decision to free them.
The question for us is, did we err by releasing a real terrorist, or did unjust incarceration create a terrorist out of a previously innocent man? We will never know.
But we do have biometrics on every man imprisoned at Guantanamo, and if we find them on the battlefield, Leonard says, we will kill them. In the meantime, he urges Americans to stand by the values that have made this country great, to be brave and realistic about the possibility of a terrorist attack.
Your chances of dying as a consequence of a terrorist attack are 1 in 20 million. Your chances of dying as a consequence of being shot by an American with a weapon are 1 in 340 sometime during your life. Your chances of dying in a car accident are 1 in 101. Your chances of dying as a consequence of being hit by lightning all depend on whether you're male or female. They're higher if you're male because we're not smart enough to get out of the rain.
Now facing ISIS in the Middle East, Leonard says it must be stopped. But the way we do that is as important as doing it.
If we lose our values, the terrorists have won. I refuse to let that happen, and I refuse to live in fear. Tonight, there are thousands of brave men and women deployed in harm's way to ensure that you and I are secure. Respect their sacrifice and live in accordance with the ideals of our founding fathers who labored so hard to make the Constitution a beacon of freedom. Protect those values, live free, and don't be afraid. All right, I thank you for your time and look forward to your questions.
Major General Michael Leonard, who spent many years living and training in Virginia, speaking at the University of Richmond. I'm Sandy Houseman.